Bring your body into a comfortable seated position. If you're sitting on the floor, you can use a pillow or cushion underneath the hips. If this is a little uncomfortable for you, you can take a seat on a cushioned chair with a straight back. Gently close the eyes, simply to begin to reduce the amount of sensory data that's coming in. Without struggle and without strain, simply begin to elongate your inhalations and exhalations just slightly. Relax the abdomen. Relax the shoulders. And begin to allow all expression to fade from your face. Take a deep breath in, hold. Relax as you hold. Notice the unique quality of stillness, why breath is suspended. Hold. And now let go. Keeping all of your movements slow, begin to bring your hands together in front of your chest so that you can rub them together and rub up a nice batch of heat, friction, in the palms of the hands. And when you have a nice toasty batch of heat, cup the chin with the heel of the palms, place the palms flat on the face, fingertips resting on the eyelids. And as you feel the warmth from your own hands penetrating the surface of the skin, relax just a little deeper. And as you feel the warmth from your own hands beginning to dissipate, using just the right amount of pressure, begin to massage the entire face, stretching across the eyelids, releasing any subtle muscular tension around the eyes. You can even slip the hands out towards the temples. Bringing the fingertips up onto the forehead, begin to massage your fingers into the muscles of the brow and feel what's happening underneath the skin boundary. You're not only releasing and wiping away muscular tension, but all of your emotions show up on your face. You're also wiping away emotional leftovers. Fingers on the cheeks, around the lips, finding the jaw muscles on each side of the jaw, pulling a stroke down the jawline. If you notice that place that's particularly sore, take a moment to pause there and massage out some of the tension in the muscles of the jaw. Include the ears in this facial massage, kneading between the thumb and the index finger all the way around the ear. You can pull on the ears or make circles with the ears. Slipping the fingers behind the neck, working your fingers into the two muscle groups, one on each side of the neck, working down the neck, a little bit out onto the shoulders. Take a deep breath in, hold, relax as you hold, again noticing the unique quality of stillness, breath suspended. And now let go even deeper, feeling yourself melt slightly into the floor or into the chair. Focus your attention at the point on your forehead. Move 2 to 3 inches towards the center of the skull. Simply be still. Again, keeping all of your movement slow. If you're comfortable in a position seated on your heels, slowly move into that position. If that's not available to you, you can simply remain comfortably seated on the pillow or cushion, or even in the chair. Allow the hands to rest lightly on the knees or thighs. And take a deep breath in. Hold the breath, lift the chin, lift the chest, lean back just a little bit, half inch or so. Hold the breath. And as you gently exhale, allow the upper body to begin to fold forward and down, allowing the arms and hands to support you wherever they naturally fall. Doesn't make any difference how far forward you fold. Hold the breath out momentarily at the bottom of the exhalation. And as the breath naturally comes back in, allow that expansion of the lungs to uncurl the upper body, bringing the upper body back to the upright position. Hold the breath, lift the chest, lift the chin, lean back just a bit. And as the breath naturally begins to exhale, again, fold forward and down. And now feel your own breathing rhythm and enter into this back and forth motion, synchronizing and coordinating breath and movement. Let your ears be completely captivated by the soft sound of your own breath. As you enter into this synchronization, a meditation in motion, as you're feeling all the sensations, the filling and emptying of the lungs synchronized and coordinated with the moving of the upper body back and forth. And as you've now established this felt sense of your own breathing rhythm, without really doing anything, relax just a little bit more so that you can actually elongate the suspension of breath at the bottom of the exhalation. Again, noticing the unique stillness, that felt sense of presence at the bottom of the exhalation in the suspension. And as the breath begins to fill the lungs and you begin to bring the upper body back to the upright position, notice there's a slight suspension of breath at the top of the inhalation. And relaxing even more so that you can elongate just slightly that suspension of breath at the top of the inhalation. Again, feeling that felt sense of presence when the breath is suspended. Continue with this back and forth motion with the slight elongations of the suspension. And the purpose of noticing the unique quality of presence with the suspension of breath is that you are cultivating a sensitivity, a feeling for that steady presence even while the breath is flowing in and out. Next time you find your body in the upright position, hold the upright position, allowing the breath to return to natural, effortless. Bring your attention to the point on your forehead between your eyebrows, and now move 2 to 3 inches towards the center of the skull. And simply enjoy being still, in the absence of mental activity. Gently bring your attention to the center of the abdomen. All of your attention focused at the center of the abdomen. And notice that there are now sensations around the center of the abdomen that a moment ago were not present. And begin to add the feeling visualization of having a small opening in the center of the abdomen, and you're able to breathe in and out through the center of the abdomen, all of your attention focused at the center of the abdomen. If this visualization is a little difficult for you, you can simply touch yourself in the center of the abdomen and allow that tactile sensation to orient your attention. Once you've established that tactile sensation, you can allow the hand to return to the near thigh. And then as best you cannot do anything wrong. As best you can, feel as though you're actually able to breathe in and out through a small opening in the center of the abdomen. Notice any subtle sensations around the center of the abdomen, and how soft your breath is, gently flowing in and out. As you take your next breath in, draw the breath in through the center of the abdomen. Allow your attention, feel the sensations begin to rise up in the torso, and exit a small opening in the center of the chest. So the breathing pattern now, as you're drawing the breath in through the center of the abdomen, you're feeling your attention and the sensations rising up in the torso, breath exiting a small opening in the center of the chest. Notice any subtle sensations around the center of the abdomen, the center of the chest, and let your ears be completely captivated by the soft sound of your own breath as it gently flows in and out. As you take your next breath in, draw the breath in through the center of the abdomen, close off that opening, feel your attention and the sensations rise up in the torso, and now as though you could simply breathe in and out through the center of the chest, all of your attention focused at the center of the chest. Notice any subtle sensations around the center of the chest, and the effortlessness of breath, as though the breath were breathing you. As you take your next breath in, draw the breath in through the center of the chest, split your attention and the breath in two, and let it radiate down the arms, and exit small openings, one in the palm of each hand. So the breathing pattern now, as you're drawing the breath in through the center of the chest, you're feeling the sensations stream down the arms and exit small openings, one in the palm of each hand. Notice any subtle sensations around the center of the chest, the arms, the palms, and again, how soft, effortless your breath is as it gently flows in and out. As you take your next breath in, draw the breath in through the center of the chest, close off that opening. Feel your attention and the subtle sensations stream down the arms and exit small openings, one in the palm of each hand. And now as though you could simply breathe in and out through the palms of the hands, all of your attention focused, palms of the hands. And feel how there's a slight sensation, a tingling, a puffiness in the hands as though they're charged and filled with energy. And maintaining this visualization, this focus and concentration, breathing in and out through the palms of the hands, slowly, almost imperceptibly slow. Begin to allow the hands, the forearms to lift up off the knees or thighs. And as they begin to lift up gently in that slow motion, begin to rotate the forearms and the palms until you feel the palms facing one another. Keep breathing in and out through the palms of the hands. And when you find the palms facing each other, without allowing them to touch, begin to bring the palms together until you feel a slight magnetic pressure between the palms. And when you first feel that energetic edge, see if you can ever so slightly pull the hands apart and then pressing together. Actually use this very small, maybe just 1/8 of an inch, 1/4 of an inch back and forth motion to verify this recognizable inner attunement, where the activity, the mental activity of mind has ceased, and you are completely absorbed in this feeling sensation between the palms. And notice, what is it that stops your palms from going any closer? What is it that stops them from going any farther apart? The mental activity has ceased. You're not making any decisions. What is it that stops the hands going any closer or farther apart? It's this inner attunement to the innate intelligence of the vital life force, prana, recognizable as this feeling sensation when the activity of mind ceases. Now continue to make this small back and forth motion with the palms, pressing and pulling apart and together. And notice the sensations on the front and the back of the hand. The sensations on the front and back of the hand. Now, on your own, and continuing to make the small back and forth motion, see if this sensation between the palms of the hands has any shape to it. Does it have a top and a bottom? Continue to feel around this sensation and see if it has a top, a bottom, any other sides. Does it have a front and a back? Keep making the back and forth motion so you feel the sensation on the front and the back of the hand. If at any point you get lost, simply go back to feel the energetic sensation between the palms. And for those of you who have become a little more familiar with this exercise, this kriya, begin to rotate the forearms and the palms so that the palms begin to turn maybe 45 degrees towards the ceiling. Keep making the back and forth motion so you are verifying this constant attunement. And now you're just feeling the sensations on the front and the back of the hand and the sensation between the palms has disappeared. If at any point you get lost, go back to the previous expression of feeling around the energy between the palms. For those of you who have become familiar, allow a complete freedom to the hands, the forearms, and the arms, the upper arms, and allow them to move in whatever way seems appropriate. Uncensor yourself, even if there's any hesitation or doubt. Go with that. Wherever you find the arms, freeze. And now make that slight back and forth motion, not only with the hands, but the forearms and the upper arms, and see if you can feel that sensation, the front and the back of the arms. Verifying being in this energetic attunement. And once you've verified for yourself, now relax even more and give complete freedom to the arms, the shoulders, the head and neck, to move in whatever way feels appropriate. Even if you're drawn into stillness, notice how there's no doubt or hesitation. You're just drawn into a profound stillness. Wherever you find your arms, your head and neck, freeze. Head, neck, arms, make that small back and forth motion and refine your sensitivity to feeling being in this attunement. And now relax once more, allowing the arms, the shoulders, head, neck, and even the torso to become engaged in this freedom, this uncensored movement that feels appropriate. Arms, head, shoulders, neck, and torso. Ears captivated by the soft sound of your own breath as it gently flows in and out. Once again, freeze. Now with head, neck, shoulders, arms, and even the torso, whole upper body, make that slight back and forth motion, verifying being in an attunement. If at any point you get lost, you can simply go back to feeling the energy between the palms and feeling its shape. And now, completely let go of any hesitations or doubts and give complete freedom, arms, head, neck, torso, hips, even the legs can become engaged in this meditation in motion. And allow yourself to continue to enjoy this lightness and freedom for as long as appropriate.